Have you heard of Mood.com? They sell federally legal cannabis gummies. Everything you'd expect from a dispensary and ship it right to your door. Zero pants required. I'm serious. You can now get high quality, 100% federally legal cannabis products delivered right to your door without ever leaving your couch. And you can get $30 off your first order at mood.com/RLRC with promo code RLRC. Mood partners with small American farms to bring you amazing high-potency THC gummies, home-baked cookies, top-shelf flower, vapes, and more. And third-party lab-tested, backed by a 100-day guarantee. No dispensary lines, just clean, quality, 100% federally legal THC from the farms to your couch. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get $30 off their first order with code RLRC. So head to mood.com/RLRC, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code RLRC when you check out to save $30 on your first order.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you, most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of True Crime Time for Wednesday, January 22nd, 2025. And I'm Woody Overton.
And I'm Cindy Overton.
And we're in a winter wonderland, y'all. Like, I was up till 4 o'clock this morning, had to start snowing, and then wake up, and it's like 3 or 4 inches already, and it's really coming down.
It is really coming down.
So, in South Louisiana, when that happens, and it only happens like once every 5 or 10 years, then everybody is on lockdown today.
I've just never seen it like this at all. And all of my, I mean, yeah, not like this.
It says it's going to be a record snowfall. The last time it was, I was at the cabin, and it came down, snowed in for a couple of days, and we'll be snowed in for a couple of days because we just don't have the infrastructure here to, you know, like to do up north for all the roadway and the bridges and all that stuff. And you, there's no way you're driving out in this.
No. And, I don't know.
You know, my feet print from an hour ago are already filled in the snow.
Mine from 10 minutes ago when I came to turn the heater on out here was filled in.
Yeah.
I mean, because it started coming down in a blaze of glory.
Well, we hope you're all staying warm, and hopefully the power will continue, knock on wood, and we can do what we do.
Yeah.
You ready to bring them some True Crime Time for Hump Day?
Sure.
Lay it on them.
All right. So we're going to start in Iberville Parish.
Iberville Parish. Brad Truel is a, he was a sergeant. He might be a lieutenant by now, and I got a lot of good friends down there and a lot of good people.
So, I've never seen anything like this, but it, we're starting at Iberville Elementary School.
Okay.
Which is in Plaquemine. You've talked about that several times.
It's across the river from Baton Rouge down Highway 1.
Yeah. And someone got very upset with the principal and punched her. A sideline altercation at an elementary school basketball game last week ended with two women in jail and one in the hospital.
Nice.
I know. That's a great show of,
right.
Yeah, for all the kids to see. On Monday, January 13th, the principal of Iberville Elementary School was watching students play basketball after school hours when she spotted two small children wandering onto the court. To keep the kids out of harm's way, the principal moved from her corner spot in the gymnasium and then moved them away from the active game, an action she repeated at least twice. There's actually surveillance footage of the incident, which is good, but in a clip of one of the instances, the principal can be seen lifting a young student up and away from the court while guiding the other one to do the same. So it seems pretty legitimate, right? Continuing her efforts to keep the kids away from the action, she flagged a mom walking by who had three kids in tow, as well as a friend with her. The principal then instructed the mom, whom police have since identified as Alicia Parker, to keep her kids off the basketball court because it disrupts the whole game. Obviously, she took offense with that, and her reaction was caught on surveillance footage. And the footage shows the mom was holding one child's hand and had another kid on her hip, and she becomes visibly upset, stepping forward and moving very close to the principal. The principal then puts a hand up and on Parker, who then immediately hits the educator in the head.
Nice.
The principal puts her hand up to kind of keep her off of her, and then she gets knocked out of her chair. Yeah, she's just like putting her hand up, like to keep her away, and then she just gets like really knocked.
Yeah.
So a deputy with Iberville Sheriff's Department was at the game and stepped in immediately to break things up between the two women. But Parker's punch left a mark on the principal. Police say she suffered a busted lip and a head injury and was taken to the hospital. She was able to return to work the following day, though, and she's okay now, but it was a pretty brutal attack. Parker turned herself in the next day to Plaquemine police, and they arrested her and charged her with resisting officers, disturbing the peace, and battery of a school teacher, which is a felony. So the sheriff's office didn't respond immediately to any requests for comment, but another woman who was apparently involved in the incident, Jamisha Godchaw, was also arrested. So she was referring to her as Parker's cohort and kind of egging it on and making some threats and was cussing people out too.
That's
so she was just
crazy.
Like, yeah. But so she was also booked, and police said she also had at least one other pending bench warrant. So she just kind of like made herself get arrested, whatever. So they just said that, you know, of course, the same typical stuff. We're not going to accept this type of behavior, safety
is.
Yeah,
it's crazy that it happens like that, but it happens all the time.
Yeah.
And at all the high school games, like in the parish, we had to have a uniformed deputy at the games.
That's why I think this one was
like
there.
This.
Yeah.
And I can remember being in high school, and I won't say whose dad, but he'd get thrown out of almost every game, just acting a fucking fool, at the referees and just loud and hollering and stomping on the side of the court. And they're like, you got to go.
Yeah.
He's like, make me leave, motherfuckers. and they drag him out. I mean, you know, doesn't set an example for anyone, embarrasses shit out of his kid that was playing, but you knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Like, I can't wait to see what this guy's going to do today.
Yeah.
But, you know, putting your hands on someone, and look, your fucking kids are in the court. Those people are running they're running back and forth. They can get knocked over and hit in the head, whatever. And the teacher's just doing her job, and there you have it.
Yeah. It was a principal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're going to aim high.
Yeah. I guess.
Don't hit a
guess
custodian.
You go big.
You hit the principal, because I can guarantee you they know everybody. So, very interesting. Well, you know, about smoking, people smoke weed sometimes, get the munchies and stuff like that. Yeah.
I don't smoke weed and I get the munchies.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm saying that is a, you know, common side effect, right?
Definitely.
Well, you know, and medical studies, you know, before they bring out the medicine, you know, or the FDA approves, a lot of times they'll use rats, right? And well, let me tell you about some rats that like to have the munchies. And we're going to Houston, and Mayor John Whitmire, he says, we got 400,000 pounds of marijuana in storage that the rats are the only ones enjoying it, right? He's talking about their backlog police evidence room in Houston. And he says, a bountiful buffet for the city's rats who have been munching on loads of seized marijuana and magic mushrooms.
Oh, my gosh.
So you got a bunch of high-ass psychedelic rats running around.
I don't know what they do or what they think.
Houston officials said they will start destroying the drugs that are no longer needed for cases. And some of the substances have been locked away for decades at the downtown headquarters of the HPD. The rats have also gotten into packaging containing magic mushrooms. And the rat stash is a symptom of a larger problem with the severely backlogged Houston PD evidence room. And they say it's because of the policies which forbid the police from discarding evidence, which I get that. And I'm very, very thankful they don't discard a lot of it because now of DNA and stuff like that.
Right, right.
But the weed stuff, man, I mean, it's just, it always comes in. And yeah, you got to break a piece of it off, send it to the lab, have it tested with the lab stuff, and it come back, then you got to hold it for trial.
Right.
And I mean, it just takes years. And sometimes the, you know, the cases plead out and they don't go and remove that evidence.
No.
Right.
Right.
And so the shit happens. But the, so they said, critics say maintaining the evidence room keeps cops busy and away from the street while causing inefficiencies in the disposition of cases. Now, police will be able to destroy any narcotic evidence obtained prior to 2015. That's 10 years ago.
Oh.
How much dope do you think they stored in Houston in 10 years?
A lot.
But Harris County DA Sean Terre said at the press conference, and further, police will be able to destroy the evidence upon the execution of a plea bargain if both prosecutors and defense agree to it. Well, plea bargain, there's no appeal, right?
Right, so that makes sense.
But the thing is, it's never been done because you don't have the manpower to go out. Like, I can remember the upstairs, the old jail was where we held our evidence back in the day, and having to go in there and dig for anything, like your court case is coming up or whatever. You got all these old cells filled from the floor to the roof,
right,
with evidence bags. And you don't, there was no catalog
rhyme
and
or reason
like that.
To
it's
it.
It's in C1.
Yeah, it's where it fit crazy, is where it went.
So, well, the DA's office says it will notify defendants in 3,600 cases that evidence may have been compromised by rodents, though only one case is to believe to have been jeopardized by the animals, meaning they ate all your shit and we can't bring you to trial on it because if there's no evidence, you know, you got to prosecute it against it. That's the other thing, like, you know, all the dope comes this way and the money goes back to Mexico and wherever it goes. And they say, like, when Pablo Escobar had so many, probably hundreds of millions of dollars of cash stashed around the country, their biggest problem was the rats eating the money.
Yeah. I saw that somewhere.
Well, that's true. That happens. Or rats got to eat, too.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about the place in St. Helena. It's one of those truck stop casino things with video poker machines. And they robbed it. They took the money and they hid it in a beaver dam off of Highway 10. And of course, we ended up finding out where. And I should tell this on the original.
You should.
And we went to the beaver dam to get where they said they put the money, and the fucking beavers got it and put it all through the beaver dam, tore like all fucking up.
They used it to clog up there and make their dam.
Yeah. Yeah, well, put your shit in my house.
Beaver's going to do what a beaver's going to do.
Put your shit in my house, and we'll put old Ben Franklin all through my – I'll paper my walls with it. Wish we had Ben Franklin's enough to paper all our walls.
Oh, my gosh.
Then all the walls would be paid for.
I mean, if we have enough money to waste to put on our walls,
yeah.
Anyway. I wouldn't do that. I don't care how much money we have. I'm not wasting money on wallpaper.
Yeah.
Can we make some counterfeit wallpaper?
No, God, I'm going to go to prison.
Well, we're not using it, distributing it. No, we're just...
You can't make it. So...
Well, we can put like, in Woody we trust.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Put in somebody you trust. Tell us another story.
Well, I have to say that your hair looks super cute. You right. got this little got flip snow going hair. On. You got like snow a little curl action.
Yeah.
It That's looks called cute.
Don't have to leave the house. Haven't shaved. Well, I had trim up one time for hunting season because I had go to one of my niece's weddings. But I don't, you know how I roll.
I know, but you got a little flip going. It's cute.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I'm going to take a picture of it right now.
Take a picture of it because you'll see how cute it is.
Oh, I got to reverse the photo. Genetics can be beautiful. Maybe you got your mom's eyes or great skin. But genetics can also be a nightmare. I hear friends say, I got my mom's belly and love handles. Don't let genetics be the thing that holds you back from getting the body you deserve. Check out the Permanent Solutions by Sano Bello. Our friends at Sano Bello are offering you their best deal. You're now included in their winter savings event. But appointments are limited, so please make your appointment today. Sano Bello doctors are masters in microlaser fat removal. What is microfat laser removal? Microlaser fat removal is a brilliant technique that removes stubborn fat permanently. Tummy, love handles, thighs, arms, wherever your problem areas are, the fat is gone in one comfortable visit. Eating healthy and workouts are great. Keep doing that. But if you want to lose that stubborn fat in one visit, check out Sano Bello. Save big during their winter savings event. Schedule your free consultation now at sonobello.com/RLRC. That's sonobello.com/RLRC.
This episode is sponsored by Midi Health.
Midi Health is here to change the way women experience menopause care. As a husband, I've seen my wife, Cindy, navigate the challenges of menopause, and it hasn't been easy. Keeping up with her symptoms while feeling dismissed by traditional healthcare providers was tough for her. It was disheartening to hear the doctors say it was all in her head or to just focus on diet and exercise. I learned that many healthcare providers lack training in menopause, which is shocking. 80% of OBGYNs report they are untrained in this critical area and 75% feel uncomfortable discussing it with their patients. Thank goodness Cindy found Midi. Midi is a virtual care clinic dedicated to truly seeing, hearing, and understanding women's experiences. It was created by women for women, and they accept insurance in all 50 states. Getting started is simple. She visited www.trymidi.com/real, set up her account, and entered her insurance information and shared her symptoms. She was able to choose a convenient time to meet her clinician. During the virtual visit, she discussed her symptoms and health history in detail with a nurse practitioner trained in perimenopause, menopause, and weight management. If she needs any tests like blood work or imaging, they help coordinate it with a local facility that accepts her insurance. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Now she can follow her treatment plan and schedule follow-up visits. Midi even collaborates with her other doctors for in-person treatment if necessary. Best of all, there are no hidden costs, no membership fees, and Midi bills your insurance directly. Midi also offers fantastic products, including Compound Semiglutide and Estriol Face Cream, which Cindy loves. This prescription skincare product is designed to improve skin elasticity, hydration, and texture, addressing those frustrating changes related to estrogen decline. So if you're ready to take charge of your midlife health, go to www.trymidi.com/real. That's www.trymidi.com/real to schedule a virtual visit. Join more than 200,000 women who love and trust Midi for their midlife care. Y'all use my code SAFE15 to get $15 off your first RX product when you book your visit.
So, cute AF.
It is cute AF.
Just to you.
I'm going to take us while you admire yourself in the camera. I'm going to take us to New Mexico.
All right.
Okay.
New Mexico, land of the green chilies.
Is that what it's called?
No, but
it's okay. But you love those.
I love those green chilies that come in like October, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're going to Bernalillo County.
All right. What's happening in Bernalillo County?
A wonderful mom has decided that she's going to accuse her own son of killing someone that she actually killed because he would get a lesser sentence.
It's time for Family Matters. All right.
Okay. So a New Mexico woman pleaded guilty to second-degree murder this week after killing her daughter's teenage boyfriend.
Nice.
And then trying to pin the crime on her own son.
Well, there you have it.
The Bernalillo County, and I know I'm saying that wrong. Maybe I'm not. District Attorney's Office said in a statement shared on social media that Elizabeth Ortiz Chavez shot and killed Ruiz outside a downtown restaurant on March 4th, 2022.
Okay.
But she tried to blame her son for the murder because he was a juvenile and she believed he would face a lesser sentence.
Nothing says motherly love.
I mean,
I'm going to put this one on my kid because he only have to do like 7 or 8 years in prison.
Right. The 49-year-old mother faces up to 18 years in prison. Finally, I guess she got some conscience and she pleaded guilty this week.
You think the boy told her?
I don't know. We'll have to find out. So, Bernalillo County inmate records reviewed show that Ortiz Chavez is in custody at the Metropolitan Detention Center in downtown Albuquerque, where she's been held without bond since May of 2023. So, the murder took place in an alley behind a diner, which I said prior. But the outlet of KRQE and KOB4 has reported that Ortiz Chavez's son, Angelo, who was 16 at the time of the shooting, had confronted Ruiz, who was dating his sister at the diner. And the two teenage boys were getting ready to fight out in the diner's back alley when gunshots rang. So Ruiz was found dead at the scene, and the brother was arrested and charged with first-degree murder. After he was convicted, witnesses said that the mother was actually the one who pulled the trigger. And the outlet reported that the son then confessed to the police that his mother had set him up, believing he would get less prison time because he was a juvenile. So the son, the brother, changed his plea in August of 2023 and pleaded guilty to conspiring to commit first-degree murder and a felony assault charge while his mother was taken into custody.
Just family of the year.
Yep.
Just kill, kill, kill. Blame it on the kitty.
Yep.
Blame it on the kitty.
That's horrible. I can't imagine.
Yeah. Well, all right. Let me tell you about the military. You know, I believe there should be no homeless veterans. I believe every veteran should have free medical care for the rest of their life. I believe all kinds of good shit about that.
Right.
Now, it used to didn't happen, and you know, things are a lot better now. And Shane McBride, who's our brother from Wisconsin, he's a big advocate. He's a disabled veteran. And of course, Tommy, our attorney, is a disabled veteran and all that.
Right.
But it used to be like 30 years ago when I'd go and have to go interview somebody in the VA hospital, those places were horrible.
Right.
I'm talking about like worse than charity hospital emergency room on Saturday night. Just, you know, couldn't find people and didn't get the care. And then, you know, past presidents will say that really, really turned everything around, and they're being very proactive on taking care of veterans, right, and all that. And I think that's a wonderful thing, and that's how it should be. But let me tell you how it shouldn't be. Now, that's the other thing, too. We talked about, like, pilots. Anyway, let me do this one first. It's time for Effed Up Professionals. Because this is definitely effed up professional.
Okay.
You know, we talked about how people sign up for the military to get their pilot license, then they have to do X amount of years. Well, they do that in a lot of fields. You know, like Shane, when he was in, he was an electrical guy.
Right.
That's what he does for a living, mm-hmm, right? But, doctors do it too, right?
Right.
It gets some of the best medical training in the world. Mm-hmm. And to be a doctor, naturally, you have to be an officer.
Okay.
Right? You're not going to be a sergeant and be a doctor. You have to be a commissioned officer, meaning starting out second lieutenant, first lieutenant, captain, major, so and so on. So there's a dude named Major Michael Stockin. He's 39 years old, which means he's probably been in the military for a minute, right?
Yeah.
Because you joined at 18.
Yeah.
Well, he probably got in early 20s.
Yeah, because he might have gone to college.
Well, yeah, he had to go to college to be a doctor.
Yeah, but sometimes don't you go through, you go through college in the military?
But it's not the same thing.
Okay.
I'm sure it's part of the whatever program, and then once you graduate from college, then you go into the military service time.
Okay.
So he was a major, 39 years old, and his ass is in a ton of hot water, because the one thing you don't want to do is go to military jail.
You've always said that.
You think our prisons are bad? Military jail, they strip you your rank and lock you up, and it's like you're still in the military, but worse, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was a military doctor. And now he's going to spend more than 10 years in prison after he admitted to sexually abusing dozens of his victims, who were all service members who went to him for medical care. All right.
It's disgusting.
So on Wednesday, January 15th, it had been a year since charges were brought against him. Major Michael Stockton, 39, was sentenced after pleading guilty to 36 counts of sexual abuse. And this is according to the United States Army. Now, Stockton had been in the Army since 2013 and was placed at Fort Lewis in Washington. Pretty cool place. In Washington State, Washington, the city. In 2019, he was working as an anesthesiologist and pain management specialist in the Army. Well, I mean, at the Madigan Army Medical Center. And of course, you got to have that. I mean, the war been going on for so long. You got all these people coming back missing limbs or whatever their problem may be. War is bad, right? You get fucking hurt and you come back and you're going to have serious injuries, and your government should take care of you, and they were trying to take care of him at this point. But as in this segment says, fucked up professionals. So anyway, he was suspended from patient care duties in 2022 following several allegations of sexual misconduct with patients. And then the claims against him, as well as testimonies provided after he pled guilty, service members told of the abuse they experienced, as well as its lifelong effects on them. Now, one victim, who's identified as John Doe 19, it wrote that he is now unable to put on his Army uniform without having a panic attack. And this is according to Fox 13 in Seattle. And I get that. I mean, rape is rape, but it does different things to different people. He said, "I thought I was strong, that nothing could break me. This experience shattered my life as a husband, a father, and senior non-commissioned officer," which means high-ranking sergeant. So commissioned is what I told you, lieutenant, all the way up through general, and non-commissioned as private through command sergeant major. But anyway, one complaint said Stockton assaulted him. Complainant said Stockton assaulted him once when his wife was a patient. The complainant was ordered to expose his genitals while his wife lay drugged during treatment. Yeah, this is according to Kristen Dunn, who's a lawyer, who is representing 22 of the victims in a civil case against the military.
Wow.
Yeah. So months later, Stockton abused the complainant during his own surgery, which Stockton was not even assigned to. So he's slipping in and getting his jollies. I mean, he's the anesthesiologist.
Yeah.
Right. They said, while my client was still groggy from the anesthesia, he lifted up his gown and exposed his genitals and viewed his genitals, which there was no medical reason for that. That's what the lawyer said. These brave soldiers are now riddled with anxiety and shame, and many of them terrified to even seek medical attention. So last January, Stockton was hit with 52 charges and specifications in connection with 41 patients between 2019 and 2022, and this scored into the Army.
And you know there's more, though.
Oh, fuck yeah. I was just about to say that. But a lot of them are never going to come forward, right?
No.
So she said, it wasn't immediately clear what all those charges included. Stockton also pled guilty to 5 counts of indecent viewing per the Army. Had he not pled guilty, he would be facing a sentence of 300 years. And this according to Stockton's lawyer, Robert Capovilla. Now he'll spend 164 months, a little over 13 years in prison for the Army. Yeah, I know. I see the look on your face.
That
is not enough time.
I wish there was a way to keep someone alive for 300 years.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Make them eat shit every day.
It literally. Get exposed and raped. And
right. By a doctor.
Yes, that you trust. Yeah, yeah. That's drugging you.
Oh, my God.
And he didn't start doing that.
No.
It escalated.
He's been doing it for a minute. His lawyer, of course, says that Stockton takes full responsibility for his action.
Mm-hmm.
And the defense hopes and prays that the victims and Major Stockton will finally be able to heal and to move forward with their lives.
You don't get over something like that.
I know. And then, I mean, you are doing the honorable thing, serving mm-hmm. your country, and you get raped and abused by your fucking doctor who you're going to. You're already, I mean, look, there's never a good reason to go to a doctor.
Exactly.
I guess unless you're pregnant. There's no happy reason to go to a doctor. You go to a doctor because your shit's fucked up.
Exactly.
And then they're going to fuck you up even more.
But it's, and then I was never in the military. But I'm assuming it's like your police, your brothers, your comrades, you like rely on each other. You trust each other. It's a brotherhood. And, and then that person's going to do that to you. I know they didn't serve duty together, but you still have that trust.
I mean, I totally agree with you. But, people should be able to trust people everywhere that they you should be able to go to a library and not have a librarian rape you.
Right.
You should be able to go to the grocery store and not get a cucumber shoved up your ass in the freezer section or the fruit section by a stock boy.
No.
Right. And there, that's why we call this, it's time for F'd Up Professionals. Rape is bad.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? I know Sydney was, and if you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, found in our food, water, and even in our skincare products. These disruptors can wreak havoc on our hormones. Believe me, before Hormone Harmony, I watched Cindy suffer. Not anymore. Hormone Harmony's formula, made only with herbal ingredients, have reduced Cindy's hormonal symptoms, and it helps women of all ages. Then there are the natural hormonal changes our bodies face, such as menopause. While these processes are part of life,
They don't have to be uncomfortable. The good news is that you don't have to suffer through it any longer. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts known as adaptogens, designed to help the body cope with stressors, including those chaotic hormonal fluctuations that can disrupt your daily life. Whether it's PMS symptoms like irritability and cravings, or menopause symptoms such as hot flashes and night sweats, Hormone Harmony can help with it all. Happy Mammoth, the creator of Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to improving women's lives by using only high-quality, science-backed ingredients. They make no compromises on quality, ensuring that you receive the best support possible. This isn't just a supplement. It has become a phenomenon. Women are talking about it everywhere, with a bottle of Hormone Harmony sold every 24 seconds. And the most important benefit, women express feeling like themselves again, a sentiment echoed in over 30,000 positive reviews. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com. Don't forget to use the code RLRC for 15% off today. Are you ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Look no further than Factor. Factor offers chef-made gourmet meals that are dietitian-approved and can be heated and enjoyed in just 2 minutes. Perfect for fueling your body and feeling great, no matter what life throws your way. Factor makes it easy to eat well and stick to your nutritional goals. Factor delivers fresh, fully prepared meals right to your doorstep, making it ideal for anyone with an active, busy lifestyle like my family. Are you looking to shed a few pounds? With Factor, you can lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. This is based on a randomized controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, although results will vary depending on individual diet and exercise. With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's simple to find meals tailored to your specific goals. You can choose preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto, ensuring there's something for everyone. Factor helps me feel my best all day long, and it can help you too. Factor offers wholesome smoothies, delicious breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and so much more. Their variety makes it easy to stick to your nutrition goals without feeling deprived. Factor takes the stress out of meal planning and helps my family stay on track with our health goals, making healthy eating not just achievable, but enjoyable. Recently, I had Factor's mushroom chicken thighs and wild rice. Imagine tender, juicy chicken thighs, perfectly seared and sauteed to golden perfection. Factor's mushroom chicken thighs and wild rice dish brings together rich, earthy flavors that will satisfy your cravings and leave your taste buds dancing with delight. This gourmet meal features succulent chicken thighs paired with a savory mushroom sauce that's bursting with goodness. It's complemented by a hearty serving of fluffy wild rice, expertly seasoned to enhance the flavors of chicken. Each bite is a harmonious blend of textures, tender meat, creamy mushrooms, and wholesome grains. Ready in just 2 minutes, this dish is not only easy to prepare, but also nourishing, providing you with the fuel you need to tackle your day. Whether you're a busy professional, a parent on the go, or just someone who appreciates a home-cooked meal without the hassle, Factor guarantees convenience and taste. So why wait? Treat yourself to a culinary delight with Factor's mushroom chicken thighs and wild rice, the perfect balance of flavor, nutrition, and simplicity. Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/RLRC50off and use code RLRC50off to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code RLRC50off. At factormeals.com/RLRC50off to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
I just feel like he started like when people were under and got away with it, and it just progressed more and more.
I couldn't agree with you more, dear.
That's disgusting. Well, let's get more disgusting. Well, I don't think this is more disgusting, but we have a...
It's time for Family Matters.
All right, we're going to Indiana.
Indiana.
Indiana. And a mom put her child in a suitcase.
Okay.
To keep him warm.
All right.
On a bus ride.
Nice.
So Ashley Gibson, who's 29, was arrested on December 12th in Bloomington, Indiana. Court records and police records cited that Gibson boarded a Bloomington transit bus with a suitcase on the afternoon of December 12th.
Sounds like she wanted a free ticket.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I thought. According to video footage viewed by the investigators, she sat towards the front of the bus. And once the bus was moving, Gibson stated she'd put her 2-year-old in a suitcase.
She stated it?
Mm-hmm. She said it out loud. I don't know who she said it to. It's not clear who she said it to, but the bus driver heard it and immediately stopped the bus.
As he should.
Exactly. And he notified law enforcement.
Right.
Again, like I just said, it's not clear who she made the statement to, but the driver did overhear it. The video shows Gibson opening up the suitcase and retrieving the child from inside. She told investigators that she put the child in the suitcase to keep him warm. However, the child was well-dressed in warm clothes for the weather. So I do believe also, like you said, that it was for the free ticket. But she also said that her caseworker had approved of her putting the child in the suitcase.
That's bullshit.
And while Gibson was on the bus for 18 minutes before the child was retrieved, it wasn't clear when and where the child was put in the suitcase or if the child was injured in any manner. So she was arrested on January 14th, and she's been charged, of course, with child neglect, causing endangerment, as well as criminal recklessness. And she pleaded not guilty.
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
To try to get a plea bargain. I mean, pretty sure the judge is going to see through that bullshit. And the first thing I'm going to do is call her caseworkers. She got a caseworker.
This means she's already in trouble.
We should have done that as a Family Matters. Or did we do it?
We did that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that is just par for the course, and people are so stupid. I don't know what the breathability, if that's the word, is when you get locked inside a suitcase.
You did stories on the Daily Show, the girlfriend that put the boyfriend in the suitcase.
Yeah, after she killed him.
No, I thought that she put him in there. They were drunk, and she put him in.
Sex game thing.
Yeah, remember?
Yeah. You would never be putting me in a suitcase.
You're not too big for a suitcase.
I'd have to be really fucked up for me to let you put me in a suitcase.
I got plenty of trunks. Well, I don't have plenty of trunks anymore. We lost them all in the flood, but I got one. Maybe I can fit you in. You'd be like Houdini.
I'm not getting in a trunk either. You might as well just give me a coffin and say, get in there. Right?
Mm-mm.
Not gonna happen. So, mom, dear sweet mama, she's 83 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
83 or 84?
I think she just turned 83.
Okay. And I have such mad respect for elderly people. You know, when you look at elderly people, most people look at them like this person's slow or, you know, hindering my way or whatever the fuck. You know, I look at him, I see history.
Yes.
And I think this person has seen some shit in their day, right?
Yes.
And even if they're average Joes, they were alive when Kennedy got shot and da 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 and whatever. Yeah, you know, you know, never know how many people they've known in their lives and all the great things that they've done.
Right.
Well, I'm going to take you to the Orange County Sheriff's Office, and they got a complaint of a robbery.
The other thing about older people is you always look at them innocent. Like, oh, they couldn't do that because they're old. They wouldn't.
Shit. I'll tell you about it. The cases in the whatever they call them, retirement centers, old age homes, and they are having more sex than teenagers.
No, I don't mean like that. I'm talking about like robbing people or committing murders.
We've been doing them, been covering stores on them all the time.
I know.
They're getting older and older.
Yeah.
Well, this one has those elements, but mm-hmm. it's reverse. It's the 83-year-old woman who got robbed in Orange County, Florida.
Okay.
So, but let me tell you why she got robbed. You know, people like to play the lottery. And I'll be the first to admit, when the Powerball or Mega Millions gets up to like $1 billion, we'll go buy $10 worth of tickets, right? Somebody's going to win it. And, well, this elderly woman liked to buy lottery tickets. And she bought it. And guess what? She won.
Okay.
All right. And she won. And she left the store in Florida. And dude ran up and robbed her.
So she let it be known that she won?
Yeah, you know, we're not talking about Mega Millions tickets or whatever. You know, a lot of times it's a scratch off, people be in front of your store. Give me $20 with them, $2 whatever tickets, and they'll sit there and scratch it at the counter and turn them back in.
Okay.
So anyway, this incident occurred shortly after 8 a.m. on Wednesday, January 15th at a store on Curry Ford Road near the intersection of South Goldenrod Road in Orlando, Florida. And surveillance footage, which was shared by the sheriff's office, shows the woman exiting the business and walking to her car with the apparent lottery winnings in hand. Think about it. She's happy as fuck, right? I got my money. And moments after, a man approaches the woman and violently grabs the winnings. Okay. So then another dude saw it and was like, that ain't right. So he ran up to help her, and he runs out of the store and he tries to stop the robbery. Well, the suspect wasn't done. He punches the shit out of the old lady.
No.
Yeah. Who then fell to the ground while the Good Samaritan is trying to pull him off of her.
Jeez
Louise. I mean, dude, you already got her money. You ain't got to knock her out. So the suspects, later identified police as Diego Stalin Taveras Fleury, was able to break free and took off with the woman's winnings. And guess how much the winnings were?
$25.
$200.
That's
$200. I mean, the woman told the investigators that he got about $200 from her. So the sheriff's office announced an update that on Facebook that Fleury has been arrested. He faced charges of robbery, sudden snatching and battery on a person of 65 years or older. And it's pretty crazy.
That is so crazy.
So, I mean, y'all use common sense. Like if you cashed in a $200 lottery ticket before you cashed in, like be like a, before the internet and we went to buy dirty magazines, you know, wait till the convenience store is clear before you go up there and do your business.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never know who's watching.
And also put it away like in a purse or conceal it in some way.
I mean, I'm not really worried about me getting $200, but I wouldn't want my mom to get $200 because it's just an easy mark.
Yeah.
I mean, these sitting there. You know, people sit out there and be like, hey, can I get a smoke from you? Can I get a dollar?
Yeah.
Or whatever. But he got 200.
Well, knocked
her down violently and then punched her.
Yeah.
Bro, when's enough?
I guess.
You know, they rank people who abuse elderly people, prison rankings, we'll call it. Mm-hmm. You know, child molesters are the worst, mm-hmm. and then rapists, and then people who abuse, physically abuse kids or elderly people.
Yeah.
It's not good. Even everybody in prison's got old people. Well, I say old people. Elderly people and their family that they love or have loved at one point.
Yeah.
So he's going to get his issue.
Yeah.
So
your mama doesn't seem like a lottery ticket buying.
No, she's definitely not. And
then I also had one more thing to add. I spent the morning after I finished editing and doing some other things, I was looking at my desk and it was just cluttered and I needed to just clear some space. And we've had quite a few of those big lottery day, you know, like when it's Mega Millions, it's like $256 billion or something. Right. And so I had like literally, I think 50 tickets on the desk that I've just, I can't throw away. They're not winners, but
did
I could.
Did you run them?
Yeah, we didn't win a penny.
Yeah, well then.
But I keep thinking, but one day they might.
Yeah, you use that to start a fire later on.
Exactly. I finally threw them away. We had the one from Wisconsin that your friend sent you some, and we have $5 from that. That's a, I'm like a hoarder of lottery tickets. Yeah. We can actually wallpaper our walls with that.
No, that just means you're a first loser.
I am.
Not you. We'd be first loser. I wasn't calling you a loser.
Well, you loser. Chose me if you did loser. Call me a loser.
Loser.
You're the one that married me, so.
Well, he married me.
But I'm not calling you a loser. I think you're the most amazing person on this earth, so.
My definition for loser and your definition for loser might mean totally different things.
It's true. It's all relative. My definition of
loser could be the hot, loving wife.
Aww.
But it's not.
Oh, my definition of the best person on this earth could be asshole.
I get it. Been called worse, but better. No, I'm just teasing. All right. Snowing outside. You know, when all you people up north know. But I wouldn't want to be selling the deer stand today, but I have sat in the snow in Wisconsin and many years ago here. And when you sit in the woods and it's snowing, dead quiet.
I bet it's beautiful.
Just silence.
Yeah.
Silence. Cold as fuck. But
I bet with you sitting in the woods, it's not silence because you talk to yourself.
Who killed more deer this year? Me or you?
That doesn't have anything to do with.
Why would it? Deer run off if they hear you talking to yourself.
No, they don't.
I probably restrain myself on the stand. So y'all,
I didn't know I was competing with you. I would have shot the shit out of some stuff.
You could never be the shot that I am. All right, you did very well this year. All right. Speaking of which, I don't know how the smoker will work when it's that cold outside. It's in the 20s right now. You want to smoke some ribs?
Mm-hmm. It just needs to smoke for, like we talked about, just like a little bit to get the smoke flavor, and then I'll refinish them in the oven. I don't
know if that thing can get up to temperature when it's as cold as it is.
We'll put that heater on it.
All right. So we love and appreciate each every one of y'all. Thank you for liking and listening and sharing. Go leave us a review if you're so inclined. What a blessing the show's been. I was thinking about this morning. We've done November, December, and most of January already. We're 3 months in.
I know.
And the numbers are growing every day, which is awesome.
Yes.
I think people, you know, like what we did. But do y'all have any ideas? Oh, yeah. Shout out to Leah Marie. She said, sent me a thing last night. Said, she sends me stories every day, all day.
Yeah.
And she said, well, Cindy told me that you give her most of the stories. I said, yeah, but most of the shit I give her is from you.
Yeah. But she was sending me stories too. And she was like, do you want me to send all the links in one email? And I said, honestly, Woody sends them to me and I don't ever have the opportunity to look at yours. Right.
Because
you're
doing everything else.
So I didn't want her to double work. So.
Yep. She's been a blessing. She's a real, definitely a blessing. And hey, if y'all want to advertise Real Life Real Crime, email Cindy, C-Y-N-D-I, at realliferuralcrime.com. We talked about that before. Friday night, the cold case files on A&E. Look, there's a lot of questions about where you can watch it. Guess what? You can watch it anywhere. You can watch A&E. And there's so many different platforms because the streaming is what everybody uses now. Like I said, I don't even know if anybody has regular cable. I'm sure someone does. But it's 8 or 9. Central Standard Time, Episode 5, Murder in the Bayou, Real Life, Real Crime. Lifers wouldn't have happened without you. It's Courtney Coco's story, testament to her mama and that beautiful family and the piece of shit.
Yeah.
So
I did a post in the app and on Facebook about where all the different places you can get A&E.
Good. Well, y'all go check it out. And Patreon Convicts, Apple subscribers, love you, appreciate it. I hope you're enjoying all your bonus stuff. And if y'all want to sign up, go to patreon.com, type in Real Life Real Crime, or go download the Real Life Real Crime community app for free from the App Store, and you can become a convict if you choose to. If you don't choose to, we love you anyway.
Keep
it growing, people. And till next time, I'm Woody Overton.
I'm Cindy Overton.
I'll let y'all later. Peace.
Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you. Most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.